Well, your reaction to this song is exactly what I expected.
It's music to my ears, Bill Luff.
That's the Friday song, meaning it's Friday, meaning it's the end of the work week, meaning you got through another work week. Congratulations. I'm Bill, that's Wendy. If you want to reach us at any point during the show, 312-981-7200, we'll get that done.
I feel like the weekend's already half over.
Because of what, Steve? Because why?
Coming back to work on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
It's only 2 days.
You're like the guy who, on the first pitch of the baseball season, if it's not a strike, goes, "Ah, wait till next year. Next year's going to be our year."
Lousy season.
Every once in a while, Wendy, you and I will mention a celebrity, somebody kind of obscure, and then a day or two later, they die.
I am not taking responsibility for this one because I shared a listener's text when I brought it up.
Oh, I thought this. All right, so I'll quickly explain. About a week ago, Leon Redbone passed away, the singer Leon Redbone. And it happened during the news, and Steve reported it, and we were all very sad because we're all fans of Leon Redbone's. And then we were trying to figure out other singers or performers or bands that kind of were of that nature, you know, that kind of throwback feel nature. And I didn't know it was a texter, but you mentioned Dr. John.
Yes, because you mentioned Winchester Cathedral, and that song died years ago.
Yes.
You just like to put that earworm in everyone's ears.
Yes. Well, I said that song was kind of like Leon Redbone in that even though it was done at a certain time, it was very throwbacky. It felt like when you listen to Winchester Cathedral, it's like the 1920s. And that's the kind of feel that Leon Redbone had. And Dr. John, to be fair to everyone listening, also kind of had that in more of a zesty Cajun way. Right?
What is he? Is he a dish of jambalaya?
Well, it's funny you say that because most people will know Dr. John, even though he had some hits there. Most people know him from a jingle that he wrote and sang.
I know.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Can we play that? I have a clip of that. Let's play a little bit. Oh, they're loading up the clip. So give us a little bit. But even though Dr. John certainly had some hits, there's a jingle we'll play, and then you'll go, "Oh, that guy." All right, here's the clip.
That chicken from Popeye.
Love that chicken from Popeye. That's Dr. John. That's him.
That's so weird because when you were just talking about his jambalaya.
Yeah.
I almost said, yeah, Popeye's. And I forgot that he did that.
I did too.
That was him.
This was probably his biggest hit. Right place, wrong time. And we played this, but I got it from the text line.
So we can't really,
I don't want to claim responsibility. Evidently, you do.
You killed him.
I don't need, well.
Didn't Billy Preston do this song?
"Will It Go Round in Circles" was Billy Preston, but it sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the right thing, but a mother used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail.
He also was on an episode. This is just one of those things
of The Simpsons?
That I know, and there's no reason that I remember it, but I do.
"Please Don't Eat the Daisies," 1968.
What was he on?
He was on an episode of SCTV, Dr. John was, and the deal was John Candy used to play a guy named Gil Fisher, and it was a segment called "The Fish and Musician," where every week Gil Fisher would sit down with another person from the world of music, and they would talk about just whatever they felt like talking about. So he was on that, and then they also did a thing called Polynesian Town that was a parody of Chinatown, and Dr. John was in that. And I don't know why I remember it, but he was...
That's all right.
Aside from having a great, like one of the best gravelly voices of all time, I'm guessing he smoked it once or twice.
But I would always confuse him with Dr. Hook.
Oh,
and the medicine show.
I swear to you.
Sylvia's mother.
I had to, when I read the obituary last night, in my head, I'm like,
You did?
They're both medical.
They're just doctors.
They're both doctors.
But Dr. John was a guy. Dr. Hook was a band, right? There was no Dr. Hook.
I think you're right.
Well, it was Dr. Hook and the medicine show was the band.
Yeah, okay.
And he was also the inspiration for the Muppet character, Dr. Teeth.
Oh, was he?
I don't know who Dr. Teeth is.
Dr. Teeth is, you know the band that Animal plays drums in?
I love him.
Oh,
so he's the keyboard player, but I didn't know he was the inspiration, but that makes sense.
His real name?
I don't know his real name. Oh.
There's no way. I will give you a Stan's donut.
Oh, I know it.
Well, you looked it up.
Yes, I did.
I don't know what
Who
it
would
is.
Remember that?
Mac Rebinac.
Oh, that actually sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Why does that sound familiar,
I don't
Steve?
Know. I'm sure it's just...
But his middle name was John, right?
Oh, it was?
Malcolm John Rebinac.
But there's no medical training in his background, right? That was just a
voodoo. He lost his license, I think.
He was a big bad voodoo daddy.
He was.
In every obituary I read of him, I read two last night, I read two today, they mentioned voodoo-inspired music, and I didn't know such a thing existed, but yeah, I guess, right? What does that mean?
He stuck needles in things when he was writing.
I have a voodoo doll.
I'm afraid
you
to
do?
Ask.
Raise your hand if you're surprised.
Bertrand's face is on it.
What's his name?
I don't even know a family member. Either my aunt or mom got it for me, or sister when they were on vacation somewhere. And it's just a voodoo doll. I actually have two of them.
It doesn't resemble anybody you know?
No, it's just like a doll. It's just...
It's like a generic one?
Yeah, but I could put a little picture of you or Bertrand.
I thought it had to be effective. I thought you had to...
I'm not trying to make it be effective. Oh. It's just cool looking at.
Because I think in voodoo legend, you have to attach like the hair of somebody or a personal clothing
why
article.
Why do you think I was picking at your sweatshirt
yesterday?
Is that
yesterday? Why you're doing it?
Yep.
That makes sense now.
Or to clone you, now that I have your DNA.
You could do that, too.
Could you imagine two of you?
Take her broken glasses, too, and you can put them on the photo doll.
Oh, my, yeah.
I see you're using Steve Bertrand's glasses
emergency
again.
Backup
I was talking to him this morning in the office, and he had another flying buttress coming off the side of his head.
All right, but see, here's how you just... All right, here's the thing, Mary. Steve, I thought Bill's glasses broke. Technically, they didn't.
No, they did. This is another pair.
Okay, because yesterday I looked at you in the office, and there was one arm of the glasses like pointing, like as your arm would be pointing straight.
Right.
It was not over your ear.
No.
It was just a skew.
It's mind like all its own.
It breaks away from the ear and then it goes flying on its own. So I'm talking to him. He turns his head and here's this like, it's like a jet fuel thing, you know, the air fuelers from the car, the planes.
Yeah.
It's like flying off the side of his head.
Well, why don't you get a new pair?
I should care. Like if it made any sense, I would care. And I go, I got to do something about this. But I so don't care. Even my wife said, you know, at some point you have to get that fixed. And I go, yeah. Couple of weeks, month.
Just
I don't
take
know.
The ones. I just
no.
No,
these
I
are
really
yours,
want you,
Steve.
No, I want to. I want you to have them.
No, because at some point you'll need a backup pair. And
I have backup pairs. That's the
most people do.
That's the point of the story.
I'm going to go.
You
get it taken care
just
of.
Just take those.
Well, he only gets $20 a week, so he can't spend it all.
Go to the dollar store. You can go for 5 weeks in a row and spend $1 each time.
You can do layaway at the dollar store?
Very successful major market radio host, and he's got a arm or an extender off the side of his head.
I'm the cover story for this month's Bad Glasses magazine. I'm proud to tell you all. All right, we must take a break. We'll take a court-ordered break, then we'll come back. We've got a huge show, including your chance to win a wonderful gift package courtesy of Omaha Steaks. All you have to do is be a winner on WGN Epperty. That's before we get out of here later on. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
My voodoo doll might be busy tonight.
Echo, echo.
There's your voodoo.
I need to hear early recordings of Dr. John to see if the raspiness was just in its infancy stages. Like, he couldn't have sang that raspy early on, could he? That you build up to that, right?
Some people just have a voice like that.
I'd like to have a voice like that.
You'd sound dumb.
I would love to have a raspy voice like that. I'm very upset with myself for not figuring out the connection of Dr. Teeth in the Muppets band and Dr. John. How did I not know that it was inspired by him? All the evidence is right there in front of me. How did I miss that?
Can I just tell you, you can't know everything about everything?
No, I know. I know. Here's a texter who says, when I saw the Dr. John news yesterday, my very first thought was that you mentioned him recently.
Yeah, I,
so it is your fault, the texter says, by way of 219. This is a tough one. For those of you who don't know, Wendy and I have had a history of mentioning...
Mainly you.
It's mostly me. But for some reason, we'll mention a celebrity, and then within hours or days, that celebrity is no longer alive. And I'm not proud of that at all. I don't want to have that ability.
Yeah, but every once in a while you throw in a name of someone you don't do it.
Well, what happens is then we get texters saying, can you please mention my mother-in-law's name on the air? And that would be uncomfortable. I don't want to start doing that as a regular segment. We could do it once in a while.
No.
No.
I don't want any part of that.
We get a sponsor.
Right. I'm sure there'd be sponsors.
That burial place, that dignity.
Yeah, they would do it. I know they'd do it.
Somebody, I get a bunch of texts here, Bill, that are saying Dr. John did some Schoolhouse Rock stuff. Now, I know the main guy did most of the singing.
I think that was a guy who sounded like Dr. John. I don't know that that was actually him, but they did. There was a guy with a very raspy voice doing a few of the Schoolhouse Rocks, but I'm not sure it was Dr. John or not.
I mean, just imagine the I'm Just a Bill voice. That's kind of...
Right. That's in the vein of Dr. John, right? It's got that raspiness. Not as much, but it's there.
And Bill, I love you, but currently dislike you. I can't get Winchester Cathedral,
yeah,
which
know.
I never liked.
I'm sorry.
Out of my head. Thanks for nothing, pal.
No, I agree with that. That's warranted. That's 100% accurate.
And someone said Dr. John and Leon Redbone sang a duet of Frosty the Snowman, which I would love to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Before the show's out, we have to find that. That's fantastic.
And voodoo is a religion.
Is voodoo a recognized religion?
That's according to a texter.
Is it?
Well, it must be true.
Oh, right. Right. If somebody texted it in, they're not gonna mess with us.
Santeria, right? Isn't that the...
Yeah. Yep.
Voodoo
yep.
religion?
I think it is. All right. Why don't we do this? We'll take
it
a break.
It is a religion,
it is a religion.
By the way.
Interesting.
I have the basic beliefs, which I need to look at for
right.
my dolls.
See if see if that'll go smoother. All right, a break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Now this is music. This is how music should sound, Wendy, like this.
A little Dr. John teaming up with Ricky Lee Jones. For
that's
making
a combo right there.
Bob Eubank's favorite show song, bride, Making Whoopee.
Another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, and that's the reason for making whoopee.
Now, of course, you and I can't see Dr. John singing this, but how much would you bet he's wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
He'd have to be, right?
He had bad eyes.
And his eyes are closed anyway.
Yeah, right.
This is from Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, is it?
I don't remember that movie.
I haven't seen it since it first came out, so I don't remember the music that was used. But this sounds good. I like this.
You don't remember the movie at all, Wendy?
Not even a little bit?
No, I remember the name of it. I just don't remember the plot or...
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Isn't that... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was when
when Halle met Barry?
Yes, and I loved that.
Yeah.
When Harry met Sally. This was this
that
a spin-off?
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, Billy Crystal was in that.
See? I'm mixing them up.
Yeah.
I get dizzy when I hear Ricky Lee Jones. I'm Lena Horne, and I would like to be involved in this, because I love wool.
Lena Horne was under the belief she could be involved in projects because she loved wool. That's all it took back
yes.
then. We need a singer who really enjoys wool.
I confused
Horne,
5 p.m. with 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh.
Just FYI.
Oh, my goodness. Be careful.
Iko.
Steve, was Sleepless in Seattle the love story between Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan where they didn't have any scenes together until the last 3 minutes of the movie?
Yeah, it was a remake, right, of
yeah.
the Warren Beatty movie?
Yeah.
And they met at, well, I don't remember, they met at the observatory at the Empire State Building,
right,
I think.
Right, right.
They wrote, was it an early email movie?
That was You've Got Mail. That's
okay,
a separate
right.
one.
You've Got Mail.
But they were all kind of in there together.
Yeah.
Oh, and you look at me for getting them confused.
What?
You did the same thing, and Bill, someone's scolding you.
Me? Why?
Bill should know that voodoo is a religion. It's mentioned in the movie Major League. Serrano fled Cuba to escape religious persecution, and his religion was voodoo.
I gotta be honest, Wendy, I only watch my scenes when that movie comes on.
So you're done in a second?
Yeah, the rest of... Wow. Do we have any Bactine in the office, Jasmine? Could you bring some Bactine in, please?
We are watching that this weekend. My son Michael wants to see it. He's like, I know Bill Leff is in it, but
yeah.
is it a good movie? And I said, yes and yes.
Yeah, well,
remember there was a voodoo movie with Mickey Rourke and
Lisa Bonet.
Something Hart.
Lisa Bonet, yeah.
Angel Hart.
Yes,
Angel Hart.
And Robert De Niro.
Really?
Yeah. Robert De Niro's in that.
And didn't she take her clothes off and then got kicked off the Cosby Show?
Because, yes.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's a high moral standard for the Cosby Show.
Well, we thought there was,
that
for
ended
sure.
up being so ironic is Bill Cosby was furious because he said, we're trying to put forward a certain attitude with our show, and you're contradicting that by showing up naked in a movie. Then we found out other things.
Santeria, by the way, Steve Bertrand, is a religion, but not related to voodoo. It's
really?
Its own thing.
According to the text line.
Oh, do you do a lot of animal sacrifice and stuff like that?
Fair amount, maybe. Just enough. So voodoo qualifies as a religion?
That's what I'm...
I'm confused. I don't know if that's true. I'm not positive that's true. So they get tax breaks?
They don't pay taxes on their churches or the
voodoos?
Their voodoo temples.
No? All right.
The voodoo lounge. I think if it's a lounge, you do have to pay.
Lounges have to pay, Steve. I do know that for a fact.
All right. There was another Dr. John song that was requested or just brought up on the text line.
A texter mentioned that at some point, Dr. John did a duet with Leon Redbone. Who he will not die because we already lost him. So
we didn't kill him.
No.
Ricky Lee Jones just went for a checkup.
I hope she did. So here is a duet between those two giants, Dr. John and Leon Redbone. Listen to this.
Frosty's snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty's snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old sugar hat they found.
Can you tell the difference?
I can tell the difference.
They're very similar, though.
Yes.
The same style.
You could certainly differentiate their voices, but yeah, they're definitely the same style. No question. That's a good pairing. That would have been a good show. Like, if they did a whole show, that would have been a great show to see those two guys together.
It's too late, Bill.
It's too late. It is sadly too late, Wendy.
And voodoo is a religion that originates in Africa, in the Americas, and the Caribbean, or do you say Caribbean? It is thought to be a combination of various African, Catholic, and Native American traditions. It's practiced around the world, but there is no accurate count of how many people are voodooists.
How can a religion be created in three different continents, you said? Its origins are in Africa and the U.S. and the Caribbean?
You'd almost think it would have to
there
be,
has
one,
to be one origin
where it started, you would think.
I'm also finding out the actual birthplace of voodoo is the small country of Benin in West Africa.
By Benin, that country where they invented deodorant?
No, the colors of Benin.
That makes more sense.
Do you guys know we're on the air, the two
Wait,
of you?
Now?
Are you practicing dad jokes for Father's Day? What is going on? It's just the stream of consciousness. Oh, Benetton.
Wendy, you're ganging up on me and Steve.
Well,
come on,
it takes two of you to
us.
Gang up on me.
Come on. Play nice.
Ruining my Friday.
Play nice.
I'm feeling bullied.
I am too.
Bite it.
See?
That doesn't help. That makes it worse.
Bill, I work for Foster Grant and can send you a pair of cheater readers, or Costco sells a 3-pack for $18.99. That way you have a backup.
Money's no object. This is not about money.
Well, it's not about style.
No, it's not.
Well, it is now that he's wearing yours.
Style.
You've never
or
looked
money.
Better.
Really?
Because, they look great
yeah.
on you.
They seem too serious
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, maybe this is the time to tell them that those wire rimmed ones you have are kind of seventh grade.
Wait, John Denver told me they're still in fashion. He wouldn't lie to me. All right, I will get by this time on Monday. I'll be sporting new glasses. Maybe the Foster Brooks, maybe not. We'll see.
No, Foster Grant.
Or Foster Grant.
Hey, who's that behind those Foster
Brooks?
That'd be me.
Yeah.
Dr. John, 6-time Grammy winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Dead at the age of 77.
Such a great raspy voice. I don't know how he did it. How do you get that raspy? He just pulls it off.
Well, some people sing like that.
Yeah. Carol Channing. She's got some rasp going.
Are you tempting me?
Do a little Carol. You got a little Carol.
Well, hello, Dolly.
Mary, keep an eye on traffic patterns. See if there's been more crashes in the last 30 seconds.
It never gets old. It never. It's awesome.
Well, you got Lena Horne and Carol Channing
in
the same show.
In
less than an hour.
This is going straight to the Museum of Broadcast History.
Where's Phyllis Diller when you need her?
Where's Phyllis Diller, Wendy?
Fang!
Wow.
You dropped the butter!
Wow. All right. We'll take a break. We'll
I need
some
a break.
Air. We'll air out the studio. We'll come back. We've got other things to do. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah! Woo! All right! Everybody's lover. Everybody's brother. I want to be a lifetime friend. Crazy as a rocket. Nothing in my pocket. I keep it in the rainbow's land.
This is the great Muppet keyboardist, Dr. Keith. Dr. Teeth. Not Dr. Keith. That's my OBGYN. I told him I'd give him a mention on today's show, Wendy.
It's hard to insult you when you do it first.
A couple texts that need to be
read.
Can
I just say, yes. I'm hearing a little Dr. John and I'm hearing a little Cosby. I heard a little Bill Cosby in
that. A little bit. A little bit, yes.
All right, that's all I have to say.
A texter says, if you're mentioning raspy singers, how could you not mention Bonnie Tyler? Absolutely. Absolutely. She's got a great raspy voice.
She sounds like Rod Stewart. They sound very interchangeable.
Yep.
Total eclipse of the heart.
708 says, hey, Bill, this is a line from what movie? How do you do that voodoo that you do so well? I know the answer to that. Do you?
How do you do that voodoo you do
that
so well?
That you do so well.
I
what
can't
movie
remember.
Would that be from? Steve, Mary, either of you know?
Bachelor I know the party. Line, but I...
Blazing Saddles, although I'm almost positive that it's not originally from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, I think they stole it from some
Pack,
old
right?
movie. It was an old movie, I think.
I think... I want to say either... it's got to be Dean Martin, I think, said that in a movie at some point, I think. But I know it's used in, without a doubt, Blazing Saddles. But I think it's throwing back to another movie. Pretty sure. Are you showing anything?
Yeah. Dean Martin.
Is it Dean Martin?
Yes. Hang on. Stand
that
by.
That sounds like the kind of thing Dean Martin would say a lot.
I was going to say Sammy.
Yeah.
Here, let's see. I hope there's no commercial.
Now go to that voodoo that you do.
That's the Harvey Korman Blazing Saddles version.
Right. That's the version that's most famous, I think.
The other one, the Dean Martin one, is an 8-minute clip, so I don't have time to
long.
Go through
Somebody's
it.
Saying it's an old Frank Sinatra song. That's what I... Yeah, that voodoo yeah. that you do so well.
Yeah. Wow. I'd pay to see
Channing,
more of that.
Sinatra. Oh, we got everything on this show today.
Mary, of course, performing at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse all this weekend. Tickets still available. I don't understand why, but
and
there's
Bill,
still
when
something.
They say in the round, they don't mean Mary.
Yeah, really?
Wow. Thanks for clearing that up, Steve.
Some ladies walk around cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. You want that.
Tom Waits, also rasp.
Tom Waits is the king of rasp. You can't be raspier and better than Tom Waits, of course. Absolutely. So good.
Melissa Etheridge, to an extent. She's raspy.
She's, yeah.
Janis.
Yeah. Janis Joplin. Yeah.
No, Janis from accounting.
She's
at karaoke night, she was killing it.
She was pretty good at karaoke night. She was. I quickly have to mention, Steve, during the news, told a story that involved a name from my past, and I don't know if anyone else will remember this, but the department store Gately's.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
Steve, did you ever go to a Gately's?
I don't think I ever did. Was there ever one on Route 30, maybe? Or?
The one, I knew there was more than one. I don't think it was a large chain of stores. I think there were only a couple. But they had a department store in Tinley Park as part of Bremerton Mall. That was their anchor, was Gately's. And it was called, underneath the name Gately's, I think you even said this in the news, it was Gately's, the
people
store.
Yeah.
Which was ironic because there was never any people in Gately's. Anytime you go to Gately's, you knew you didn't have to wait in any lines. There was just nobody in there.
I was thinking of Corvettes. Remember Corvettes?
Oh, CJ Corvettes.
Totally, yeah. That's where I bought so many albums.
We had one right by my house.
And Goldfish. It was albums and Goldfish and maybe a canary.
Right.
They had
everything.
They had a large
pet section.
Yeah.
But when you walked into Corvettes, I still remember the one. There was one kind of near Cermak. Ford City.
Okay.
That's the one, I think.
That's not really. That's Harlem and Cermak, more in North Riverside, Berwyn-y.
Oh, right, right, right. So
Cermak Plaza.
Cicero probably has. Cicero Avenue had one.
They went at 83 in St. Charles in Villa Park area, Elmhurst area.
Oh, yeah. But there was a huge record department there.
Yeah.
Like, a store would never devote that much space.
It was very hip.
Although,
you know, we always talk about these department stores and fond memories, and we were kids, which meant our moms dragged us there. In my case, it wasn't really dragging. I wanted to go. But I listened to you talk, and Jimmy Mack was saying, you know, oh, my God, I used to have to go shopping with my mom, and we'd sit there for hours, and I like shopping.
Well,
and you must have when you were a little kid, too.
It wasn't an unpleasant memory because I knew our deal was if we went shopping with my mom, and we had no say in it because we were four or five.
Right.
But then you got to pick out a toy or something, so why not? But
my dangling carrot was the cheese pizza at Zaire.
Oh.
They had the best cheese pizza. Oh. I miss it greatly.
I shouldn't say it this way. I used to stay in the car.
What?
While your mom was shopping?
By yourself or siblings?
Windows up and the doors locked.
Yeah. Absolutely. Can I stay in the car?
Yeah.
And you just sit and play in the car while mom went to Sears.
Right.
Why didn't you go in the toy section and just play with someone else's toys?
I was probably too little to go off on my own in the store, but she thought it was safe enough to sit in the car by myself.
But you wouldn't have been the only one. I remember when I was a kid, we'd be walking to or from a department store or something, and you saw a series of kids just sitting by themselves in the car. People just went, well, what harm could possibly happen to a child in the car?
But that's not fun, sitting in the car.
No, it's not.
It was more fun than going and looking at, you know, women's clothing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really? You never used a bra cup as a hat?
I still do.
Well, Bill and I do together. We have to stand so close to
each other.
It's awkward.
We pretend we're Cheng and Ang Bunker.
You guys are a couple of boobs.
Thank you. Finally, a compliment.
I knew we
was waiting
to
be a compliment eventually.
That was a really good, Wendy.
Thank you, Mary, because it's true.
Yeah.
But those stores, like, all right, to me, like, if you went to Corvettes, and I always think about Venture, too, is like,
yeah,
this,
the black and white.
They had everything. There wasn't a single thing, no matter what you needed. If you went, I need tortilla chips and an iron lung. You go, oh, go to Venture. They'll have tortilla chips and an iron lung. They just had everything.
But now, what's like that now?
Well, Walmart has everything.
Target, I guess, and Walmart, Meijer, to some extent.
Even has groceries.
But Target doesn't have pets.
Yeah, no, never had groceries.
Corvettes did not have groceries.
But they had didn't they have a little counter?
Not Corvettes.
They had a lunch counter.
Corvettes did?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
They had something at ours, I think.
I know Wags was in Walgreens.
Wags was the best. Walgreens. They had the best cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And strawberry pie.
There was also one by us called the Treasury. Did you ever go to the Treasury?
No.
That was kind of like a Venture or a Target.
Never heard of that. Or Gately's. I never went that far south.
Gately's was a chain, but they didn't have a whole lot of stores. I if they had more than three or four, I would have been shocked for Gately's. I just remember the one in Tinley, even like you'd go during, you know how Christmas season, everyone's like, I don't want to go shopping at Christmas. It's jam-packed. Even at Christmas, there was just, I don't know how they survived for so many years without any customers. And there was nothing wrong with the store. I mean, you know, they had nice clothes and everything like that. It's just nobody went there.
MeTV has a little thing, these discount stores from back in the day that you probably forgot existed. Zaire, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
Best pizza ever. Ames.
Ames, I remember.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't know that we had many of them here. I remember seeing them in other cities.
Woolco.
Yeah, Woolco was big.
Caldor.
He's from another planet. He's a benevolent leader from another galaxy.
So we had a spot in like Kankakee that would keep changing. It was Shopper's Fair for a while. Did you ever hear of Shopper's Fair?
No.
Or then, not Hornsby's, but Hornsby's, I think.
And that was a department store, Steve?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Venture, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And the one that I loved more than anything, because you got your own clipboard and a little tiny pencil, and you would just write down the model number, and you'd turn it in, and then all of a sudden your product would come up on a conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah.
Service merchandise.
Service merchandise.
Oh,
right.
I hated that place. I loved
because
it.
Because most stores, whatever you saw was right in front of you, so you just pick it up and put it in your basket.
And then you had to wait. And
I loved it.
And then they'd say, sorry, we don't have that anymore.
Right.
You'd be like, what?
That was pre-computers, and you did have to fill out the form, and you'd wait a half an hour, and then you...
And then nothing came out.
You go, excuse me, sir, my thing never came down, the roly-poly things.
We're out of them. We haven't had any since October.
This place is annoying.
I bought like a TV stand from there that I kept for 20 years.
Yeah.
I know. I just wanted to take the model and walk out.
They had a good jewelry section there, too.
Yeah. So did McDade's.
Oh, McDade's. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
God, this little walk down memory lane.
How about that?
Let's remember while we can.
Right. Thank you, Steve. So true. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.
I think we might have a new theme for this.
This is dynamic. This is so dynamic. Don't forget, your chance to win an Omaha Steaks gift package just for winning WGN Epperty happens between now and noon, so keep it right here. Alexander Zalbin is here. He is the managing editor of Decider.com. We talk to him every Friday about show business, about television. How are you, Alexander? Things good?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine, but here's a small problem, and it's not your fault, certainly, but
all right.
a week ago, Deadwood was on HBO, the Deadwood movie, and I loved it so much that now tonight I'm like, well, it's Friday, I can watch Deadwood again, but I'm wrong. It was a one-time thing. Is there any chance that they could bring this back again?
You know, there's always a chance. I mean, this took, what was it, over a decade for them to bring back the cast, get them back all together for Deadwood, the movie. And even if it feels like a definitive ending at the end of the movie, people will love the movie. They're very excited about it. It did very well, I'm sure, for HBO. So it may be a while until they manage to get this whole cast back together again. But if they want to, if the story is there, I'm sure they can get it going.
It was so much fun to watch them. You know, you see the characters that you grew to love or hate over the years back in the same town in Deadwood. Now, the sad backstory, I'm sure you're aware of this, the guy who created it, is his name John Halsey? Is that his name?
David Milch.
David Milch is the guy. I'm sorry. I was reading up on him. He announced that he's suffering from either Alzheimer's or some form of dementia, right? That's horrible.
Yeah, it is awful. I mean, he's created and worked on so many different things. I hadn't necessarily read that, but certainly that would throw a little crank in anything further if that is true.
But it was so much fun to watch. And you can, if you missed it last Friday, plenty of opportunities on HBO to see the 2-hour version of Deadwood, the movie. All right, new shows. Let's start out with Black Mirror. Not a new show, but a new season coming up on Netflix. What can you tell us about it?
This actually dropped weirdly on a Wednesday. Normally, new Netflix shows drop on a Friday, but this is three extended episodes of Black Mirror that all dropped this past Wednesday. I'll tell you straight up front, I'm not the hugest fan of Black Mirror. It tends to be a little nihilistic about tech for me.
Yeah.
Though it's always well crafted, it's well put together, there's interesting ideas in it, weird sci-fi and darkness. These, by Black Mirror standards, are surprisingly sunny.
Hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily a laugh a minute or anything like that, but there's three different episodes. One starts Anthony Mackie. I don't want to spoil anything about it, but he ends up sort of in an infidelity situation involving some video games. There's another one with Andrew Scott, which people might know as Moriarty from Sherlock, that is set actually modern day, which is very surprising for the series. But the best of a lot, which I was completely surprised about, there is a Miley Cyrus starring episode of Black Mirror. She stars as a pop star who has smaller, almost like iHome versions of her created. And it's funny. It's fun. Miley Cyrus is great in it. The music is great, too. She sings these pop songs, which turns out, parodies is the wrong word, but they basically adapted Nine Inch Nails songs and turned them into pop songs. It's a lot of fun. Even if you're not into Black Mirror, I highly recommend checking it out.
What season is this? Because now I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm caught up.
Mm-hmm. This is season five, but again, for a season, it's pretty short. It's only three episodes. One of our reporters, Kayla Cobb, who loves the show and actually talked to the creators, said that initially the interactive episode that was released towards the end of the last year, Black Mirror's Bandersnatch, was part of this season. But ultimately they decided that was its own weird thing, so they released it as its own, and then you just get three episodes for the fifth season.
So if I watch Bandersnatch, I'm caught up, right?
Yes. Bandersnatch will take you a while, though, because it's interactive. So
it's fun.
Like
I kind of liked that. I've liked the whole series.
Yeah.
It's unusual. It's like I'm not loving it, but I like it very much.
It's like a more desperate Twilight Zone, isn't it? It's a more crestfallen Twilight Zone.
I love that description of it, and that is absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
And I'm loving the new Twilight Zone. That is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very well done. It actually just completed its first season on CBS All Access. So if you're waiting on it, you can jump right in and watch the whole thing.
And is that any news on that being renewed, or that's too soon to tell?
Oh, that'll definitely come back. I actually am not 100% sure if it has been renewed or not, but to be frank, CBS All Access has renewed even stuff that has done well for them. So given the level of talent that is involved in the Twilight Zone, Jordan Peele, the cast, etc., there's no doubt in my mind they're going to be bringing that back.
Alex, one of the CBS All Access shows that's not out yet, but I keep seeing teaser trailers for it, is the one that's about Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek The Next Generation. I can't tell by the ads. It just looks like he's sad and lonely, but I'm sure if it's a Star Trek episode, a Star Trek show, they would do more with him than that. Do you know what the background is with him?
They're keeping the show extremely secret. We don't even know exactly when it's debuting. It may be towards the end of this year, early next year. It's a sequel to Star Trek The Next Generation. It takes place in the Star Trek continuity. It does star Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard. There's some great talent behind the scenes as well. But all we really know is exactly what you saw, that moody teaser of him working at a winery, which is where he ends up in Next Generation, and then looking sad. I don't know. Patrick Stewart is such an amazing actor. He may be dealing with the ramifications of loss and aging in Starfleet or something like that, or it might be a rollicking adventure. We have no idea at this point.
I'm anxious to see it. And that happens in the fall, or when does that start up?
We don't have an exact date, but I would expect it to drop before the end of this year.
I see that Netflix has a version of Tales of the City. Is that based on the old show that used to be on? I think it was on PBS, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a new version of that miniseries. There are also a bunch of sequels on Showtime. But there's a new cast. It's a 10-episode series, all today on Netflix. The cast is pretty amazing. There's Laura Linney. There's Olympia Dukakis, Ellen Page. Victor Garber is in it. Molly Ringwald. Go on and on. The reviews are a little mixed. My reviewer on staff liked it well enough. And if you are a fan of the original, it certainly will worth checking out. Probably has slightly better production values than the old version, but you know, it's a tale of a bunch of people living in a city, and the drama is all there.
Oh, all right, I'm in. We'll take a quick break, and then more talk with Alexander Zelbin from Decider.com. Still left, and it's Wendy Snyder. Alexander Zelbin is the managing editor of Decider.com. He joins us every Friday, and we talk about television. This is a strange thing. Designated Survivor, that's the show with Kiefer Sutherland, where he becomes the president through some bizarre means, is still on the air, but not on regular network television. What happened?
Yeah, after two seasons on ABC, it got canceled, but Netflix actually picked it up for a third season, which all dropped today. So there are some new cast members. Anthony Edwards is on it. Lauren Holly is on it. But if you like the show, it's basically the same thing. To be perfectly honest with you, I checked out after the first couple of episodes, which I thought were fun, but I had a lot of other things going on. Basically, he's president. He's thrown it over his head. There's conspiracy elements. There's wackiness and weirdness at the same time. Our reviewer who watched it said, if you do like the show, it's more of the same, and it feels comfortable at home on Netflix, though the added bonus, you're going to get every episode of the season today.
I have to say this. What you just said mirrored my experience exactly. I watched the first three episodes of the show. I liked it, and then it just went away in my head. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I think that's what happened with ABC as well. The viewers just weren't quite there. But Netflix has been doing a really interesting and great job with giving these network shows a second life. They're doing the same thing with Lucifer, just dropped the fourth season, and that clearly did well enough that they're doing a fifth and final season of that show, which they actually announced last night. So I don't know. I hope they do more of that. I hope there are these canceled shows that didn't get a chance to finish everything they wanted to say, that get an extra season or two on a streaming service and really just get to finish everything up.
That would be nice. That would be really nice.
I am. I was just telling Bill, I'm a little late to the party, but my son turned me on to the Documentary Now stuff, and I'd seen a few in the past. That is just so funny.
Yeah, it's, for those of you who haven't checked it out, it's on IFC, and actually it's on Netflix now as well. They just dropped, I believe, the third season. It's all on there. And it's a bunch of SNL folks who wanted to keep doing the same thing. They got together with all-star SNL players like Bill Hader and Fred Armisen and Seth Meyers. There's ridiculous cast. Helen Mirren is in it, among other people. And they just make fun of documentaries, and it's a goofy, fun show.
You know what's great is each episode is a parody of an actual documentary, a real documentary. Mm-hmm. They're all based on truth. And the more you, I mean, you don't have to know those documentaries, but if you do know them, it makes it even better somehow.
Yeah, and one of the fun things about having it on Netflix is actually a lot of those documentaries are on Netflix. So if you enjoy the Documentary Now episode, you can actually go and watch it. I can't say the name on the air, but the first two episodes of season three make fun of Wild Wild Country. So you could watch those two episodes, then jump over, watch the real source material, and compare and contrast. Excellent.
I got to watch that now. I didn't realize it was spoofs on legit stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's on IFC. I Am Mother with Hilary Swank. What is this?
This is a new movie that is on Netflix today. There's been a bit of mixed reviews about it. Our reviewer, Anna Menta, really liked it a lot. And part of the reason she liked it is it's unlike a lot of these Netflix sci-fi thrillers that take place in a post-apocalypse, where it focuses on three characters and mostly takes place in one room. There's a little more to it. There's some horror elements to it as well. But for the most part, it plays out like a play, and the dialogue is good. The performances are good. If you're looking for something weird and interesting and a quick sci-fi thriller to watch tonight, you can check out I Am Mother.
Big Little Lies Season 2. Now, the first was very well received and got a bunch of awards. The second season stars an actress named Meryl Streep. Where would we know that name from, Alex?
She was in the first Mamma Mia movie, but not the second Mamma Mia movie.
I know who that is.
I don't know what happened. That's must have had some falling out with the cast or something. Big Little Lies is finally back. The surprise was back at all because it ran through the entire source material of the book, so nobody expected a second season. But the entire cast is back. That means Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, Shailene Woodley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now Meryl Streep is coming in as, kind of spoilers here, but the mother of Alexander Skarsgård's character who was murdered in the first season, and she wants to know what really happened to her son. A couple of folks in the office have watched the first couple of episodes, and they said it may lack a little bit of the focus of the first season, but the performances are so good, and it's so much fun to watch. And if you're watching it just for real estate porn, it takes place in a very high-end neighborhood, Monterey Bay, that's all back in spades as well.
I'm trying to think of her ever doing anything TV related in the past, even a TV movie or anything like that. I don't think she has she? It's been strictly
feature films. No, I believe this is Meryl Streep's TV debut, which is a huge deal. And of course, she's great at it.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
All right. Jennifer Aniston was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and talk of a Friends reunion came up. And she said, yeah, I'd be up for a Friends reunion. What do you think the odds of that happening will be? And will Schwimmer be a part of it? I see him as a holdout.
You know what? This is something we tend to roll our eyes whenever this happens in the office because this comes up so frequently. Everybody asks every Friends cast member all the time, is it going to come back? Is it going to come back? And the 25th anniversary of the show is actually happening towards the end of September this year. So this would be a perfect time for a Friends reunion. They're all so busy. I think that's one of the biggest things that puts a stop to it. And the second thing is the producers have very specifically said, no, we kind of said everything we wanted to say with the show.
Yeah.
It ran for many, many seasons. But I would always say never underestimate the appeal of a lot of money for a stunt event. So if they want it to happen at some point, if some network backs up that money truck, it'll happen.
It would have to be NBC, right? They made too much money to say no to this.
Yeah, and I think there is a good chance that some sort of reunion-type thing will happen at some point just because there's so much demand for it.
Yeah.
And like you said, why wouldn't NBC want that? Why wouldn't they be calling them every week being like, do this, do this, do this, do this,
right?
Because that would be huge.
They should do a Friends variety show and have them invite all their famous friends on, and it would be fun.
Ah.
Yeah.
Could it be any funner?
Could it be any funner? speaking of reunions, one of my friends here at work recommended I watch this special on Netflix about Laugh-In, about Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Yeah.
Did you
see,
have you seen it, Wendy? It's hard, you know, it's really funny. Alex, do you, I'm guessing you're too young to have been around when the original Laugh-In was on in the late 60s and early 70s. But when watching this, you realize, like, even though catchphrases on Saturday Night Live became catchphrases because characters on the show said it, on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, they would just say catchphrases that were grounded in no reality. It would just be a guy just saying, very interesting, for no reason at all.
Sock it to me.
Yeah, there was no...
Sock it to me.
Is that another chicken joke? For no reason at all, they would say, and the crowd would go wild. And it just shows that maybe we've all advanced a little bit in the world of comedy. It was a great show when it was on originally, but when you watch it now, you just go, I don't know why that was funny back then.
And we talked about it on the air because they put the old clips back to back with new clips of today's
comedy stars. Yeah.
And we were talking about these one-liners. They could have just really been better for what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
It's an interesting watch, that's for sure, especially if you liked Laugh-In, but did anyone see or review that at decider.com?
Yeah, we actually have a writer here named Brett Wright, who is the youngest old person I know. I don't know if I said that right. But,
put him on. I want to talk to him.
He is the only millennial I know who is obsessed with Bob Newhart, for example.
Wow.
So he watched this, and even he said, I'm not sure who this is for.
Yeah.
At best, it would be for him saying me, but... yeah, you know, there's a great cast to it. You got Tiffany Haddish, you got Billy Crystal, you got Lily Tomlin, Neil Patrick Harris. So if you want to see a bizarre special with a bunch of stars, you can check out Still Laughing on Netflix. But like you guys said, we're not quite sure who exactly this was made for necessarily.
I loved that show when it was on. I know I was pretty young, and Bill, we've talked about this in the past. You had seen an episode, and you're like, do me a favor, watch it, because it's not going to stand up, and it
doesn't.
Just doesn't hold up.
No.
And
it's crazy because so many big stars came out of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. You know, Goldie Hawn, Lily Tomlin, the list goes on and on and on. But and I remember on a Monday night, people would watch that and talk about it for the rest of the week. But when you watch it now, you just go, yeah, the German soldiers were riding a tricycle. It tipped over. Was that funny? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, there's probably a way of doing it, of making it work. But to your point, humor has progressed differently.
Yeah.
People find different types of jokes funny. There are different things that make people laugh. And just standing up there and throwing up a bunch of jokes and weirdness, there's been people that have pushed it. Like you look at Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, which will lead into that. Or even in a weird way, Between Two Ferns, just leading into the absurdity of these sort of things. And that's what makes people laugh nowadays versus just throwing out a bunch of jokes.
I'm just so excited. I've been rewatching old Baskets episode because the new season starts June 13th, and I cannot wait for that. It's the best show.
Yeah, that should be really good. One of our reviewers actually watched the first episode and really liked it a lot. If you enjoyed the first three seasons, you'll probably enjoy season four.
Excellent. Alex, fun to talk to you. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Take care. It's Alexander Zalbin, the managing editor of Decider.com. Here's the game plan. We're going to give you some news, and then right after the news, an episode of WGN Jeopardy, our version of Jeopardy. You can win an Omaha Steaks gift package. Stick around. It's coming up in a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, this is the national anthem of TV game shows.
And now it's time to put on your thinking caps and welcome your host, Bill Leff.
Say Bill Trebek.
And welcome your host,
Bill Trebek.
Bill Trebek.
Yes. Thank you, Johnny.
Bong.
Bong. All right, it's time to play WGN Jeopardy. It's our version of Jeopardy. We stole it, I'll be honest with you. We stole it. 312-981-7200, two contestants. We'll load them up. They'll be playing for a fabulous prize today, Wendy, an Omaha Steaks gift package.
It includes a lot of stuff.
Yep. Want me to say what?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Mine doesn't say. This just says a lot of stuff. All kinds of incredible stuff. You can get your own at omahasteaks.com. It's the $59.99 value. Well, it's valued at way more, but we were selling it for just $59.99 for Father's Day. We'll give you all the details in just a little bit. Let's meet our contestants and play today's episode of WGN Upperty.
All right. This is Rick, Bill. Go ahead and meet him.
Rick, how are you? Where are you from?
I live in Skokie.
What should we know about you, Rick? Give us a fun fact about you.
I know every joke there is.
Oh! All right. That is a fun fact.
If you give me a punchline, I'll tell you the joke.
You'll tell me the setup. I would give you the punchline, and you would tell me the setup?
Exactly.
All right, let me think about that. That's excellent. All right, thanks, Rick. Hold on. You're contestant number one. We'll call you Rick, because that's your name.
That's it.
All right, that works
out. All right, and the challenger or the other contestant is Scott.
Scott, how are you?
I'm fine and dandy. Feel free to call me Scott.
All right, that works out nicely.
Where are you from?
I'm from Evanston. I'm on my way to the Cub game.
I live in Evanston. Could I get a ride home after the game?
Absolutely.
All right, you're our leader, Scott. You're up 50 to nothing already.
Oh, that's not fair to Rick.
That's not fair at all. All right, Scott, you'll be playing against Rick. Guys, the rules are just like regular Jeopardy. The difference is in this one, we only have five categories as opposed to their six. There are five answers in each category. You must answer in the form of a question. There's no way around that. You have to say what is or who is. You both understand that. Also, somewhere somewhere on the board is a daily double. If you get the daily double, just like in regular Jeopardy, you can wager as much of your savings as you want. Are there any questions, Rick and Scott?
I have none.
What are the categories?
I will give you the categories in just a second, Rick. Make sure you buzz in by saying your name, either Rick or Scott. That's imperative. All right, here are today's categories on WGN.
Can I say Scott's name to be first?
Legally, no. Legally, you have to only say your own name, Rick.
But Rick, is that a punchline from a joke?
No, I just made that up on the spot.
Okay, well,
it's a good strategy, though. If you don't know one, mention your opponent's name. That's a great strategy. All right, let's look at today's categories. Today's categories are King Arthur's Other Knights, Last Names on Television, Tweeners, Single Initial, Middle Name, Last Name, and Rhymes with Bertrand. Those are today's categories. King Arthur's Other Knights, Last Names on Television, Tweeners, Single Initial, Middle Name, Last Name, and Rhymes with Bertrand. We did an imaginary coin toss before the game. Rick, you won, so you get to choose. Go ahead, please.
Okay, just first off, my favorite other King Arthur's knight is Circumference.
Oh, all right, well,
Rick,
thank you.
We got a time limit here, so we have to ask
the question first.
Okay.
All right, so which one do you want?
King Arthur's
Other Knights. All right.
Knights for... It's 200.
We can do 200. Here goes. Don't forget, guys, buzz in by saying your names. For 200 points, here is the answer. This knight was in charge of having too much of something. Nope.
Rick.
Nobody got that? Nobody
Rick?
Got that? Nope. It was surplus. Surplus.
Oh, okay,
nobody got that one
okay.
at 200.
All right.
The board is still yours, Rick. What do you want?
The knights for 300.
That answer is. This knight was in charge of steaks and meats.
Wait a minute, you have to buzz in with your name.
Scott said his name. Scott was first.
Sirloin.
Sirloin is correct. Yep, you're up 100 to nothing. Scott, the board is yours. Here are the categories. King Arthur's Other Knights, Last Names on Television, Tweeners, Single Initial, Middle Name, Last Name, and Rhymes with Bertrand. Where do you want to go?
I'll try Rhymes with Bertrand for 300.
For 300. As you would expect, all these answers do rhyme with Bertrand. For 300 points, here is the clue. Endocrine, exocrine, and pituitary.
Scott.
Scott?
What is a bird gland?
What is a
gland?
Yes, Gland is correct. We were looking for Gland. You now have 400. Rick, yet to be on the board. The board is yours, Scott. Where do you want to go?
We'll go for 1,000 in that same category.
Rhymes with Bertrand for 1,000. Buzz in when you know the answer. Born in Russia in 1905, this writer and philosopher is best known for her works Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead.
Hello, Scott.
Rick said it first.
Rick, go ahead.
Ayn Rand.
Yes, Ayn Rand is right. Rick, you take a big lead, 1,000 to Scott's 400. The board is yours. Where would you like to go?
What's left in King Arthur's Knights?
King Arthur's Knights, for you can have either 100, 400, or 500.
Go 400.
400, the answer there is. This knight was in charge of covertly monitoring and observing the behavior and activities of the other knights.
Wendy!
No, Wendy, you're not eligible. Nobody getting that one. Wendy, the right answer?
Survey.
Surveillance.
Oh.
Surveillance. The board is still yours, Rick.
Rhymes with Bertrand.
You lead. Rhymes with Bertrand. For you can have 100, 200, or 400.
All right. Rhymes with Bertrand for 400.
For 400. The answer there is lacking strong features or characteristics. Dull, boring, uninteresting.
Rick,
go ahead.
Bland.
Oh, in the form of a question, please.
What is bland?
Very good. Is right. You now lead 1,400 to Scott's 400. Do you want to stick with Rhymes with Bertrand or go somewhere else?
Stick with that. That's 500.
500. Rhymes with Bertrand still has 100 left and 200.
Okay, 200. Please.
200. Rhymes with Bertrand. Here goes, guys. A play or a movie that is considered to be this if it is universally disliked by critics. A play or movie is considered
Rick.
To be... Yes, go ahead, Rick.
What is panned?
Panned is right. You now have 1,600
wow.
to Scott's 400. Do you want to close out Rhymes with Bertrand or go somewhere else?
Close it out, please.
Rhymes with Bertrand for 100. The answer there is, you don't have to be at the beach to draw a line in this grainy substance.
Rick.
Rick, go ahead.
Scott, you're too late here.
Suntanned.
Suntanned is incorrect. You lose 100 on that. You're at 1,500. Scott, do you want to take a shot at it or leave it alone?
Sure. What is sand?
Sand is the right answer there. Scott, you trail. You have 500 to Rick's 1,000, but the board is now yours. Here's what's left. King Arthur's Other Knights for 100 and 500. Last Names on TV, the entire category. Tweeners, the entire category. And Single Initial Middle Name Last Name, the entire category. Where would you like to go?
Let's try Last Names on TV for 1,000 or whatever it is.
Last Names on TV for 1,000. I will give you the last names of characters on a TV show. You must name the TV show. For 1,000 points, gentlemen, York, Hobbs, and Bradshaw. Nobody getting that one. Wendy, do you know this one?
Sex in the City?
Yeah, Sex in the City is the right answer. Nobody got that. Rick, do you want to stick with last names on TV or go somewhere else?
It's Scott, but it's, I'll...
Oh, Scott, I'm sorry.
It's all right. We'll stick with the same category. Just go down in value 200 to 800, I guess.
It's 100, 200, 300, and 400.
Really? Yeah. We'll go with the 400.
400 last names on TV. Here goes. Goodman, White, Pinkman.
Scott,
go ahead.
What is the Roseanne Barr show?
Nope. You lose 400 there. You're at 100 right now. Do you want to try it, Rick, or leave it alone?
Can you repeat the names?
Yeah, the names are Goodman, White, and Pinkman. Nobody getting that one. Wendy, do you know this
what
one?
What is Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad is the right answer there. All right, right now, Rick has 1,500. Scott trailing at 100, but there's still plenty of time. We'll take a quick break and find out who's the winner on today's WGN Jeopardy. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're playing WGN Jeopardy at stake. Omaha Prize, Omaha Steaks.
At stake, I love
gift
it.
Gift package. Do you like the way I did that, Wendy? Here's what's gone on so far. Rick is our leader. He's got 1,500. Scott just took a huge gamble, and his score fell to 100, but there's still plenty of time left for one of them to win.
That's the bad news.
Scott, that is the bad news. Scott, here's what's left. King Arthur's Other Knights. We have a 500-point King Arthur's Other Knights. Last Names on TV, we have 100, 200, and 300. We have all of Tweeners, and we have all of Single Initial Middle Name Last Name. Scott, where do you want to go?
Uh, let's try. I don't even know what tweeners is. You want to explain the category, but we'll go with the 500.
Tweeners for 500. These are, this one's very self-explanatory. It's things in between other things, as the as the title would imply. All right, for 500, you're both eligible, Rick and Scott. Buzz in by saying your names. In Marvel films, this actor turned green with envy playing the Hulk in between Eric Bana and Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, brother.
Nobody on that one. Nope, time's up. Wendy, do you know this
one? I don't.
Edward Norton played him for one movie. No one got it.
I saw that movie.
Board is still yours. What do you want, Scott?
Same category. You know, the next point total up.
All right, so for 400 in tweeners, that is today's Daily Double.
Ooh, I'll bet the, well, how much if they only have $100?
You have 100, but you're allowed to bet up to 1,000.
I'll bet the 1,000.
All right. Good luck on this. This is a make it or break it. For 1,000 points, only you are eligible on this, Scott.
Oh, good. Oh, happy day. Is
here
that
goes.
The answer?
Good. No, I can't give you the answer. Well, I can give you the answer, but you must then give me the question.
All right.
It was no small potatoes that he served as vice president between George H.W. Bush and Al Gore. For 1,000 points, what is the correct answer?
Oh, my God. I know who this is, too. Well, that's it. I can't think of it.
Judges, can I give it to him? He knows what it is.
No.
They say no. The correct answer, it would have been Dan Quayle.
Okay.
All right, you're at negative 900.
Oh, that's good. I could have got four to stake.
But there's still some time. You're not out of it yet. Rick, you're our leader, sitting pretty at 1,500 to Scott's negative 9. Scott, the board is still yours. Where do you want to go?
Really?
Yeah.
Let's try what's left here in the categories.
All right. You have King Arthur's Other Knights for 500. You have Last Names on Television for 100, 200, or 300. You have Tweeners for 100 and 200. And Single Initial Middle Name Last Name 100, 200, 300, 400, and 500.
Well, let's try that for 500.
For 500.
Let's see how low I can go.
Yeah. Well, you could break a record. All answers in this category are men or women known by a single initial, and then their middle name, and then their last name. For 500 points, guys, you're both eligible. Good luck. This former FBI agent really played his hot hand, serving as chief operative in the White House plumbers unit during Watergate.
Scott,
you were first.
I don't know, Jay, Edgar Hoover, I don't know.
Incorrect. You're at negative 1,400. Rick, do you want to take a shot at this or leave it alone?
Yes. H.R. Haldeman.
You have to answer in the form of a question.
Who is H.R. Haldeman?
Incorrect. I tricked you. The correct answer there would have been G. Gordon Liddy. The hot hand refers to the fact that he used to do a trick where he put his hand in the fire. All right, Rick, you're our leader. You have 1,000 plus 1,000. Scott, you're at negative 1,400. And the Guinness Book of World Record people are on the other line. We have to talk to them soon. Where do you want to go? The board is yours.
Well, let's go with what the maximum available so I can go down even lower.
Even further? For which category?
Even further. All right.
For single initial, middle name, last name?
Sure.
All right, here goes, guys. Buzz in by saying your names. Science fiction writer whose most notable works include Battlefield Earth, Dianetics, and serving as founder of the Church of Scientology. Nobody on this one. Wendy, do you know this one?
L. Ron Hubbard. Who is L. Ron Hubbard?
Wendy, you may be walking away with some Omaha steaks.
Thank God.
Very soon. Do you want to stick with the category or go somewhere else, Scott?
I'd like to go to Wendy's for steaks.
That may be the most realistic thing so far.
Well,
where do you want to go?
I don't know. Tweeners for whatever is the next highest level.
Tweeners for 200?
That's fine.
That answer is, looking at a map of the United States, it is the state located between Colorado and Nevada.
Rick? What is Nebraska?
Nebraska is incorrect. You're at 800 now. Scott, you want to take a shot or leave it alone?
Sure. Why do you want to repeat the question?
Looking at a map of the United States, it's the state located between Colorado and Nevada.
I'll go with it. What is Arizona?
What is Utah?
Utah would be right.
That was just a guess.
And I have to thank the Osmonds for helping me write this question, Wendy. They were instrumental in me getting that question correct.
Final 2 minutes.
Rick, two minutes left. You're at 800.
It's already the third inning.
Scott is at negative 1,600. Right. It's up to you. The board is yours, Rick. What do you want to do? Oh, the board is yours. Scott, where do you want to go?
Again?
Yeah.
I'll defer. No, you can't do that.
No 2 minutes. You're wasting time, Scott.
Where do you want to go?
Well, that's good. Tweeners for 200.
Tweeners for 200. That answer is, oh, somebody's going to get this one right, Wendy. I feel it. In Neapolitan ice cream, it's the flavor located between chocolate and strawberry.
Rick. What is vanilla?
Vanilla is correct.
Ding,
you're at 900,
ding.
And the board goes to you. Here's what we have left. King Arthur's Other Knights for 500, last names on TV for 100, 200, and 300, and single initial middle name last name for 100 or 200.
Let's finish King Arthur's Knights, please.
King Arthur's Other Knights. Buzz in, guys, when you know the answer. This knight was in charge of Brisses. Don't forget to leave a tip.
Rick.
Scott.
Rick was first.
Who is the Moyle?
No. It is not the Moyle. You just lost 1,000. You're at negative 100. Scott, you want to take a shot?
No, I thought it was the Moyle, so I'll take a pass.
Circumcision.
Circumcision,
oh,
Wendy. Absolutely right.
But obvious.
Rick, you're at negative 100. Scott, you're at negative 1,600. The board is yours, Scott.
This is a travesty. We have one more question.
One more question.
All right. Whatever, just... What's left? Tweeners?
Last names on TV for 100, 200, and 300, and single initial middle name last name for 100 or 200.
Let's try the single initials for 100.
For 100, that answer is, if you were surprised by the endings of The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable, then this writer-director did his job. No one getting that one. Wendy,
Hello?
Do you know it?
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong is the correct answer.
That's the same name I knew. All right.
Scott, you came in second with a score of negative 1,600. Rick, you won with a score of negative 100. Amazing.
This is the worst contest
ever,
you guys.
The worst contest of all time.
Really?
You owe us steaks. Send us some of our steaks.
Rick.
Yes?
If we were meant to be vegetarians, meat would not taste so good.
Amen to that, Rick. And with that, we will set you up with a Father's Day steak fix package from Omaha Steaks, including 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, and more. You can go to omahasteaks.com and use the word Bill in the search bar. Add that Father's Day steak fix package to your cart for only $59.99. Unless you're Rick, he's getting it. And we have a consolation prize for you, Scott. We have a $25 gift card to Anderson's Candy Shop. You guys don't deserve either of this.
Oh, great.
Wendy.
Thank you.
All right.
Wendy,
yes.
Isn't there an Omaha Steak at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette?
I think there might be, but we're going to send these to your house. So hang on, guys. We will get you set up. Congratulations. Worst contestants ever walking away with great prizes. That $25 gift card to Anderson's Candy Shop. I've never heard where winners end in the negative.
Negative scores.
Who has the least negative wins?
I don't know.
You are invited to Anderson's 100th anniversary party on June 29th and 30th in downtown Richmond and the Anderson's Candy Shop on Main Street. So congratulations to all. Coming up, tune in to WGN Extra. You can hear us talk about what's hot and what's cold. Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. And Eric Rung will have your news. He is sitting pretty in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff, former host of WGN Extra.
What? Stop it.
If you're searching for an easy, affordable way to honor the father
in
your life.
These were a little hard this time.
Father's
I was embarrassed
Day.
To say.
Did I miss a good one?
No.
You missed a category you would have done well in.
Rhymes with Bertrand.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're a category.
Nothing.
Yep. Affordable way. If you're looking for an affordable way to honor your father in the father in your life on Father's Day, I'm going to suggest that you think about Omaha Steaks. You can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Enter code Bill and you'll find a special offer of 74% off the Father's Day Steak Fix gift package. Here's what it is. A $235 value. But if you don't want to pay that, you don't have to. How does this sound? $59.99 for everything they have to offer. Kick off your summer grilling season by giving your dad everything from Omaha Steaks. Everything that he's craving, you get top sirloins, you get fillets, you get all beef meatballs, you get premium chicken breasts. Don't forget dessert. Do you like the caramel apple tartlets? Oh, they got a bunch of them in this gift package. Just a few of the delicious items in this amazing Father's Day gift pack. Omaha Steaks delivers 100% guaranteed world-class steaks, jumbo franks, and more. Order with confidence from America's original butcher. Get this exclusive Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix gift package. It's valued at $235, but I say don't pay it. Pay $59.99.
What?
So, Wendy, it's true. It's so delicious, and it's so true. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Bill in the search bar, and you'll see the special offer pop right up. The offer ends soon, though. Father's Day is a week from Sunday. You got to hurry up. OmahaSteaks.com.
All right. Steve Bertrand has the Wintrust Business Lunch. Yeah. We'll be on WGN Extra. What's coming up?
There's a feud in the office. The younger workers think the older workers should be retiring quicker so that they can move up.
All right. Get off my lawn.
See ya. Go have a good weekend.
Bye, Steve.
You too.
Thanks.